K1RD, this is KO4ULP. 1RD, this is KO4ULP. RD, this is KO4ULP. 4ULP, monitoring.
Yourself.
Now that I'm on my way home from work,
what radio are you on? It sounds so different.
Tone 878.
Peter from inside.
Yep.
Dial's in.
Yeah, on repeater. And I can hear Mount Mitchell real good. I haven't tried to hit it yet, though.
KB4CBA. On the input, that's amazing. Just thought I'd let you know.
Hey, I appreciate it. I can't complain about it. I picked it up because it could do some digital stuff, and I guess I'd try to tax my brain to learn some of it, and it's been a good one so far.
You had a new base station or something in the house.
Thank you.
4PXB.
KXB, KO4CEF, go ahead.
Because I actually picked up Rock Hill and Charlotte Day on my same thing, any tone, that I wonder if it's something going on with the temple, the atmosphere, because I've never heard that station on this radio, whether it's just a regular magnetic mounted antenna on my truck.
There used to be a website you could go on, I can't remember what it was, but it uses APRS and something to do with the repeaters, and if it detects one of them being picked up a long way off, it'll draw it on the map.
Hey guys, it's because my battery's getting low. I'm trying to run it down so I can get it charged up again. KN4TFW.
I've got a different magnetic mount antenna because I talked to Chad and I got that Yaesu radio that I'm going to put in the truck, so I was trying out this antenna on my any tone radio, the 878. This is working good, I hope.
78 right now, it's sounding good over here in Greer.
I'm on Highway 14, not far from the Woodruff Road.
Go to the mag mount. It sounds fine.
H kick, sorry Andrew, I doubled with you there.
Patrick.
I was just going to say the same thing. If he hadn't have said anything, I'd have never known he was on a HT.
That's pretty doggone good. I need to get me one then, because I really thought Ken was on a base station, and I'd have never known the other guy was on a handheld.
4PXB, I have definitely learned from Chad that antenna makes all the difference in the world.
Make a huge difference, that's for sure.
I'm going to eat dinner. I'm going to just be listening on the side. KN4TFW.
Hey, Reed. KO4CEF.
Sick today. A little bit different than mine. She's got a really bad headache when she opens her eyes. She's got a bad headache. She's got a lot of chest congestion. I never had any of that.
Yeah, it does. All right, well, I'll let you eat your supper. KO4CF.
Andrew, did you have a good day? I was pausing there to see if, I believe it's Luke, on the other, is the other gentleman.
It wasn't too bad so far. It hadn't been a bad week. It'll be off Saturday and Sunday, and start again next week. How was your day at Michelin?
Hey, I didn't have any big sales today, but delivered stuff from last visit, so it was still a good trip, working on some other deals maybe later in the year.
Sell a truck out every single time you go, right?
Every single time. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to go back next month.
You're saying the other one was Luke?
But I'm not 100% sure. I've only talked to him a few times.
I heard the KO4, XB, Lima, Austria, Yankee, Delta.
Sorry about that, Lloyd. I remember that now. I'm still trying to get you down there.
Appreciate it. It's no issue. I'm starting to get me a little journal book for the truck, so that way when I'm stopped, I can write people's information down so I don't feel like an idiot calling them by the wrong name or the wrong call sign.
I'm used to it. I've learned to deal with it.
We'll double with each Y.
L-L-O-Y-D, like the old Lloyd's radio system that manufacturers used to be out there many years ago.
That, my kids watched the heck out of Ninjago, and the main character was Lloyd.
Definitely a show that I haven't seen before. Probably wrong generation.
Sit around and watch TV, you know, you just kind of get interested in it, or you're just in the same room. So, yeah, it was just Lego Ninjago, but, yeah, that's where I get it from. Go ahead, Patrick.
About it, too, because my son used to watch that all the time, too. I'm so glad he's out of that and grown now.
I think the wife's gone this evening, so I'll be watching the Book of Bubba Fett. I don't know how that's going to be. Has anybody watched that?
And it's real slow getting started, let's put it that way. But I don't want to ruin it for you.
First episode was kind of rough. I hadn't heard much on the second episode, so I don't know what to expect.
Let us run you out of here. Jump in anytime with anything you want to talk about.
Started out real slow and almost quit watching it, and then I just kept on watching it, and then it got interesting.
Patrick, double with.
Story of the Mandalorian started out. It just started out real slow and almost quit watching it, and then it got interesting, so I kept with it till the end.
It has some parts, so I'm optimistic that the Boba Fett will be good. So I've heard, like I said, I'm hoping I'm going to watch probably both of them tonight with the boys, and I'm hoping it'll be good. So go ahead, Patrick.
Yawning. You won't be disappointed. Like I said, it just starts out a little slow trying to do the build up on it, but you'll enjoy it.
Now the season of the Mandalorian to come out. I don't know when that's going to happen.
KO4 PXP, did any of you watch the end of Yellowstone or watch any of the series?
For HKS, I have not, Lord. That's something I've been wanting to watch. But guys, my wife just got home, so I'm going to step out, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for a little bit.
7-3, KO4C, yeah, Lloyd, I hadn't watched it. I've heard some, I've heard a lot of good things about it, but then I've also heard some things that means I can't watch it with the kids in the room.
Yeah, true, it is not a kid-friendly show, because it shows, I mean, definitely very bad language and nudity and violence that is definitely not appropriate for children.
Yeah, I'd love to try it out. I might need to see if I can watch it, because, I mean, I've heard it's really good, and I've heard people talking about it. I mean, I'd like to watch it, but as soon as I turn it on, I guarantee my boys come walking in the living room.
You have to run them back out, because they'd want to flop down and watch it also.
Something, some nudity come up, my wife should be freaking out then.
Well, it comes on, and then call the kids in there and watch her fly in there and see their reaction.
Yeah, that'll happen.
This is KO4PXB. I'm now in the driveway, so y'all please be careful. Have a great weekend. I'll be 73.
Good talking to you. I appreciate the conversation. Hopefully we'll talk again on the radio. 7-3, KO4CF, and I'll be standing by.
KO4RIA.